Good evening. Thank you for coming. Good evening. Thank you for coming. Now we are going to speak about the next DevConf. It will be in Spain, Cáceres. Please, if you want to make a question or speak, be sure to have this kind of device in your hand. If you don't have it, please ask for it, one of the moderators here. And if you're going to pass over the camera, please crouch before. And now, César Gómez Martín is going to speak. Thank you, César.
Thank you. Hello, I'm César, and I am a GNU Linux developer working for the regional government of Extremadura. And as most of you know, we are really, really interested in holding DevConf 9 in Extremadura, in the city of Cáceres. For those who don't know where Extremadura is, it is in Spain, near the border with Portugal, and it is a quite big region with 1 million inhabitants. The city of Cáceres has been one of the main cultural cities of Spain during the last years, and it is also a World Heritage Center. It is not a big city, but it has almost everything we need to host DevConf. You can see some pictures of the old town. Here you have the location of Cáceres. As you can see, it is 300 kilometers away from Madrid, Seville, and Lisbon. Also. So I think that it will be easy for you to go there. We don't have an airport, but we have good connections. Dates. We have been talking with the people in charge of the venue and the people in charge of the Hall of Residences, and the dates we have chosen this one, July, the end of July, because we will be in Hall of Residences that are used by the students, and during the summer they are empty, so that is the main reason we have chosen those dates. Public transport. The nearest airport is Talavera La Real, which is 100 kilometers away from Cáceres, and it is connected via a highway, so it should be less than 1 hour to get from that airport. The main problem with that airport is that it is a small airport, and it only has 2 flights to Madrid and 2 flights to Barcelona per day. So the best thing to do is probably to go to Madrid and use the public transport, because there are 4 trains per day and 10 buses per day. Seville is also another choice, but there are only 3 buses per day from Seville to Cáceres. And Lisbon, it is as close as Madrid, but it doesn't have as good connections with Cáceres as Madrid does. Probably the flights are cheaper to Lisbon than to Madrid. But then you have the issue of the public transport. The venue is a cultural complex, San Francisco, and there we have a lot of auditoriums. The main auditorium, I think that it will be a good choice to host the Hack Lab, because it can host 700 persons. And we also have 4 more rooms and auditoriums with a good capacity. In the cultural complex, well, I forgot to say that it is an old monastery that had been used to host a lot of conferences and stuff like that. We also have 4 cloisters. We can use the cloisters for the sponsors and for whatever. And 4 VIP rooms. Those rooms could be used for the servers and for a lot of things. Yes? A cloister is the place where all the monks go to see each other. You know, the central place of the monastery, with a kind of a little garden and so on. And an important thing is that it is well prepared for handicapped people, even for blind people. You can see here a picture of the cloister, of the monastery, sorry. The cloister is the center of the monastery, with views to the garden, to the central garden. I don't know if you can see this properly, but this is the main auditorium. And these are, those are the 4 other little auditoriums we can use. As you can see, they are already prepared for conferences and residences. We have been talking with all the people in charge of them, and we think that the best one is Muñoz Torrero. And we can host there 300 persons, 180 with air conditioning. Because we know that for some of you it is really, really hot in summer. Okay, we have to make a deal first. And there we have been thinking of having Dev Camp probably in the residence, because it has also an auditorium and a lot of rooms, and probably it is a small place to host Dev Camp. It is also prepared for handicapped people, and we still don't know how many people will be there next year, so we have been talking also with Francisco de Sande Residence Hall. It is a small one, well, not small, but smaller than Muñoz Torrero, and it also has an auditorium. And one thing I forgot to say is that Muñoz Torrero Residence Hall is 10 meters away from the venue. So it is really, really close to the venue. Ganef?
Do you have more residences where you can get people to? Last year in Edinburgh, we had nearly 400. So I expect more than 400 coming to Spain.
Yes, there are some other hall of residences, but they are not as close as these two. But we can also use hotels, hostels, and
yes. Ouch. What about hotels? Because a lot of people here have paid to be in a better room. Mm-hmm. So I think there will be a lot of people that won't like to be in a residence hall and will gladly pay for a hotel.
Okay, there are a lot of hotels in Cáceres. It is one of the main cultural cities of Extremadura, maybe the most important cultural city of Extremadura. So we have, I can show you the number of hotels we have there in Cáceres. Okay. I do not know it by heart, but here you have these hostels and hotels. Okay. 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5.
How far away?
It depends, but it is a small city, so almost every hotel is 500 meters away from the venue, so there is no need to take buses, or maybe we can even hire some buses, but I don't think it is a good idea because they are really, really close. Any other question? Yes.
The venue is open for us 24 hours?
24 hours. Yes, the residents will be open.
No, the venue.
The venue.
In Edinburgh we have to go at 11, I think.
I don't think that it is a good idea because if we thought of being open 24 hours a day, but if we open 24 hours a day, we will have to hire security guards and a lot of stuff because they are not prepared for that. But we think that we can have night hike labs inside the residences, which is a way.
But you say that the residence has a room for 100 people.
Sorry? Yeah.
So that would be the night hike lab, or?
Yeah, maybe. Or the other one for 250.
In the photograph you showed of the monastery, mm-hmm. It looked like it was kind of fields around it or something. Is it actually in the city, or?
It is in the center of the city. In the center. But it has a lot of parking places, and that's what you see.
When you're saying it's going to be hot, how hot is it in this month without air conditioning?
40. Probably the highest, low, maybe 33, 34.
Last year, yes. You had mentioned that it was best to do it either in May or in September. I understand yes. That the choice of July is because of the summer holidays.
Yes.
But is there no chance of May or September being chosen?
If we want to use the residences, there is no chance.
Is it possible to consider using something else?
Do we want to use residences without air conditioning?
Yeah.
If you don't want the residences to be sponsored, yes, we can do that.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe this is not for a presentation, but I think it's something to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
Because 40 degrees is a lot.
Well, that's probably high.
I know, but even 35, 36, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to do real wood work in that temperature.
The monastery is quite fresh. Maybe inside the monastery you'll have 20.
Okay.
19 or... And probably we will also have problems with the venue because it is really, really used. Maybe it is already booked for other dates.
Yeah, well, I think many people will insist on this, and I also request you to check on availability, even if we cannot have the sponsored accommodation, because yes, for, we have had a hot dev conf before, and not once, several times, but really, most of us are not used to that kind of weather, and it's really much more difficult to do anything.
I know, but I'm also not used to this kind of weather.
No, and of course. I'm not saying that everything should be really perfect, but it's a factor that must be considered in order to make most of the conference.
I understand you, but I cannot change the weather. And probably in September you'll have 35. And May will be not easy, because in May the venue may be really, really booked.
Christian? Yeah, I have to confirm that we had an Extremadura meeting in September and we had 35 degrees. So I don't think it would change that much to change the date of the DebConf, you know. A question I had for you, César, but maybe I wasn't listening enough. How far are the residents from the talk?
From the venue?
From the venue,
the
yes.
First one is 10 meters away. You
That's
have
far
you just
away.
Have to cross the street and it is there. And the other one is...
The car park is more than 10 meters. How much is it really?
No, the parking is... here, and the residence is here. So you have to cross this street, not this one. You understand me?
and the
street
other
is this one. And those trees are inside the residence. And the other one is 200 meters away. Yes. Here, if you cross this street, there is a hospital. Yes. And near the hospital, here, there is a swimming pool inside a sport complex.
With a sauna?
And the residence also has a swimming pool. About sauna, I think that the only one I know is...
You go outside.
Yeah, you go outside. But we have Arab baths and so on inside the old town. We have more questions there.
Can I put myself down for an aircon room now?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Can I put my name down for a room with air conditioning right now?
Ah, okay.
As long as you're deep, yeah.
Okay. This is one of the residences. Regarding the local team, I work for the New Initiative Center, and we are 20 persons working there, and we will be 10 persons working for DebConf. We expect to have also 15 more persons, 10 from the New Knowledge Centers, which are called telecenters in English, I think. And one from a business incubator, and five from the business incubator called Bibernet. And we didn't contact with the local Lux, but I think that they will be happy to help also. And probably some Spanish developers will be wanting to help. The network, the San Francisco is already wired, but I think that we should hire a better connection. And of course, we need to add wireless access points to cover the whole complex. We have a question here.
Just a question. The cultural complex looked like it was stone masonry construction. Are the rooms individually wired with network already, or?
Yes, they are already wired. Oh. There is also there are microphones and audio stuff. Also, it is used to host conferences, so it is prepared for most of the things. You asked about the residences. Both, but if you let me.
Okay. Yeah. Continue on. Then.
Yeah. Because I was talking about the cultural complex, and I was going to talk about them. We have a question there, or?
Yeah. Only the questions that you list that a 20 Mbit symmetric line will be hired for Deb Conference in San Francisco, but doesn't list for the other ones. Are you going to wire them, the other ones, with more than 512 kilobit upstream?
Yeah, we can hire whatever we want. If we have money, we can hire the connection we want, because Telefonica will put us the connections we want. Probably if we put a better connection, it will be more expensive, but it is okay. Questions? Okay. Muñoz Torrero Residence Hall also has an internet connection, but probably we will have to add more access points and maybe wire some rooms for those who want to have a servers or whatever. We have a question there.
For the one that's 10 meters away, you could just do wireless over the road somehow, I would imagine.
Sorry?
Well, if you got 20 megabits into San Francisco, you could just bridge it over the road.
Oh, yes, with an access point, probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thank you for the tip. And Torre de Sande is also using a 6 megabits connection, and it already has wireless. So there should be no problem there. Food. It will be an open buffet inside the residence, the first one. And we will try to address every kind of special issues, like those who have religious issues and so on. We already contacted this institutional supporters, and they are happy to help us. Junta de Extremadura, of course, and Diputación de Cáceres is the cultural institution behind the management of the venue, and the Council of the City of Cáceres is also wanting to sponsor something.
I have a feeling you may have answered this a previous time, but are we far enough away from any elections to make sure that that these people don't change?
No, the elections were 1.5 years ago, I think.
Yes.
And yes, Cáceres is a bidder for the European Cultural City of 2016, and the Council of the town is wanting to support us in some ways. We have time if you have any question. You can find, there's a question there. More information inside the wiki of the DevConf.
Hi,
Do you have any idea of a total budget yet? You know, even a vague idea.
Sorry?
Do you have an idea of how much money?
How much money? No. Yeah. The only thing I know is that the residences and probably the food and the residences and the venue will be free of charge. And
wow.
And probably the food, but I still don't know that.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. Do we have more questions? Okay, so we are done. Thank you.